Welcome to the Awaken Therapist podcast, where we explore a holistic and transpersonal approach to psychotherapy. In season four, you'll hear live therapy demos, case consultations, and dynamic teachings designed to awaken transformation in yourself, your clients, and the world. I'm your host, Harmony Quiker. As a psychotherapist, author, and visiting instructor at Naropa University, I created this podcast to empower you to deepen your presence, expand your awareness, and trust the sacred unfolding that happens in authentic therapeutic contact. To learn more about our trainings, community, and resources, check us out at awakentherapist.com. In this episode, I'm sharing my final session with the demo volunteer we've been following this season. He brings something into the work that I'd been tracking earlier, but that he didn't seem ready to touch yet. He names a pattern of rumination, where he replays past moments of feeling wronged, and he builds a case internally, trying to get his words right to prove himself. As we stay with it, we begin to feel into what's organizing that pattern, and what starts to come forward is a deeper layer of the fear of annihilation. You'll notice that what he names he wants from others becomes the doorway into what his inner young one has been needing all along. This is a transpersonal approach to working with the inner young one, where the way he sees the outer world is a mirror for what needs to be repaired within. So rather than trying to stop the rumination or shift the anger, we follow it back to its roots, and the work becomes about meeting that younger place with what it never received, something like, I want to hear you, I want to understand you. You can feel how deeply that lands. For me, the session really speaks to the arc of the whole season, what becomes possible when someone is met over time with enough safety and enough attunement to begin turning toward what once felt too vulnerable to touch. The full session is available on Patreon, where you can experience the work in its entirety. How would you like to use this time?
I was thinking about that this morning. Maybe some kind of forensic work. There's nothing particularly up for me right now, which is cool. In the mornings, I like to sit and do a little bit of meditation and check in with my body and stuff like that. And I noticed today something that happens, it's not super infrequently, which is I spend a lot of time kind of getting caught in rumination. And, I sat and then I took a walk and I was noticing that again. It's a pattern I have, I think, where I just think back to things that have been troublesome in the past. And then I get caught explaining myself in some fictionalized way. And I'll notice that I'm either half whispering or sometimes even talking out loud while I'm on my walk. And it was just kind of I don't think anything in particular was up. I mean, it was over the course of my morning, I noticed, I was explaining myself about a workplace miscommunication from a month ago and about old roommate division of labor. I mean, it was just a greatest hits of kind of recrimination. So I don't think there was anything in particular bothering me. There may be something satisfying about that needing to explain myself or kind of argumentative thing. And so I was just getting caught in it every 300 feet on my walk.
It seems like moments where maybe you felt misunderstood or
wronged or
wronged.
Something like that, I think.
Moments where you felt wronged and then ruminating.
Something that my system seems to do is start building a case. Sort of. I mean, it's as if I'm drafting something. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm sure that some of the things that I did this morning are almost word for word things that I've done every 2 to 6 days for the last 2 months. You know what I mean? Even if it's just for a few minutes, it's very verbal. Very verbal. And like I said, sometimes I will notice that I'm speaking it out loud as I'm walking.
As you're sharing this with me, I'm remembering you've mentioned it once before with your mom.
Yeah.
There was some anger and you were ruminating and saying it to her as if she was there.
Yeah, sometimes the fictional version, the person that I do that with is some version of my mom.
Yeah.
Sometimes, it could be anyone, but
yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like on a day like today where like nothing has happened, I don't, you know, I mean, I'm just like, you know, what is the thing that brings me to that place is something that I noticed I had curiosity about.
Right. When we got on the call, you said you're feeling really good, which is great. And when you get really present with yourself, this sort of pattern of your mind just kind of starts building a
Yeah,
case.
definitely. My mind likes doing that.
Yeah. And what do you notice about yourself in this moment?
In this moment, feel pretty grounded, maybe a little like constricted, not super open, but like not leaving, not distressed, but a little contracted.
And this feeling into my body too. Yeah, and you said like maybe a little bit of forensics, like figuring out, I think is what you meant by that. And you know, I always like to check in with myself because I don't want to make an assumption. And so you have this pattern, and what is it that you want for yourself?
When this pattern doesn't emerge and I sit down, you know, I like to go through kind of an order and okay, cool, like what does my body have to say to me? Can I open up my heart? Can I feel it sort of, you know, fountaining or whatever you want to call it? Like, can I think about what I got going on? You know what I mean? And sometimes it feels very easeful and the things I ask for help from seem, you know what I mean? And sometimes like today, you know, I'll get 3 minutes in and I'm taken away somewhere, you know? So it's when I have time and there are things that I like to do that I think are good for me, but that require my attention, I just notice it gets hijacked sometimes. So it occurs to me that there is probably something that wants attention or feeding or like nourishment that is trying to get it that way. And like, I don't know what it is.
If you're open to it, I want to invite you to speak from the building a case. Like, as if you are the part of your mind that builds the case.
The words protect myself came up. I didn't get a whole, it's not speaking a lot, but those words did come up. It's kind of hard to find. Like, I feel like I have ideas or explanations, but it's like I'm having trouble trusting that they're coming from that part rather than me being like, oh, perhaps it's trying to finish unsettled business. Or, I mean, that seems like an explanation, but finding the part of me that wants to do that in this moment, I'm having trouble with it.
Yeah, I heard you say, like, I've been wronged. I want to build a case, and now I want to protect myself.
Yeah.
What do you notice when I say that?
Yeah, I mean, like a little bit more they land, like I feel like a little bit of tenderness. Like I'm wondering if it's like, yeah, I don't know, like worry about like wanting to be perceived or understood or something like that.
That makes sense to me. Yeah, what do you notice when you say that? I want to be understood.
I do want to be understood. I don't notice that much. Like it's so far this session is quiet in here.
So just noticing that. Yeah, I see your hand on your heart there and just feeling into that quietness within. I'm just validating your mind. It makes sense to me that you want to be understood.
And I think I don't want these things to happen again.
What do you notice when you say that?
Little more opening.
Yeah. Just acknowledging that. Like, I want to prevent this from happening again, or I just don't want it to happen again. Yeah. And in your jaw, what do you notice there?
Now I notice I was holding it a bit. Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know, like, almost like maybe if I could have explained myself in the moment, things would have been different. I'm pretty careful with my words. And I feel like maybe sometimes I don't express in real time what's going on for me, for like a desire to have time to build a case, kind of. I wonder if that like holding of the jaw had something to do with that.
Yeah, just want to invite you to stay there with yourself. I see you opening your mouth and just feeling into your throat. I'm careful with my words. And sometimes I hold it and wait so that I can build a case. What do you notice now?
Letting my jaw open is kind of letting my chest open a bit. I do feel like I'm pretty restrained with my words while I'm feeling a lot.
Restrained. Like you hold yourself back.
Yeah.
What do you notice now?
Yawning. My body seems to be relaxing.
Just letting yourself yawn, just relaxing into your body. I sense something unwinding right now.
And I'm like wondering whether or not it's wise to be like as careful as I am. You know, careful is like maybe not exactly the right word, because like I think that there's like a lot of it's fear that would need to be overcome if I was going to speak while really upset. So it's, you know, it's not a purely intellectual, like perhaps it would be the wiser course, you know what I mean? I'm just like, whoa, I would need a lot of reassurance from somebody in order to feel safe speaking while I'm mad.
And so there's fear there.
Yeah.
And then you're careful and restrained. And what do you notice in your body?
Like more movement than I felt today. And like more softness. When I'm doing that explaining, like when I'm having one of those days, there is just, I think, more holding, more like bracing of myself, kind of.
Absolutely.
I'll notice that I'm doing it, and then it's like, oh, okay, can I relax my body? And then, you know, it's when I go up here, it tends to tense me up.
And even though the fear doesn't seem that loud right now, I still would love to hear from it. If the fear had a voice, what would it say?
The words that just came out to me is like, if I'm wrong, I'm fucked. You know, I don't want to get it wrong. And then, you know, be held permanently accountable for some, you know what I mean? And I don't think all the parts of me assume that I would be, but there is something there where I'm just like, I gotta be precise with my languaging because I don't want to get worked into some corner.
And what do you notice in your body when you say that?
Sad, kind of
Mm,
feel
I can
sad.
feel that sadness. Let's make room for the sadness. If I get it wrong, I'm fucked. So I gotta be precise with my words. I'll just keep making room for that.
But it's almost kind of like the specter of sad. Like as I was making room for it, like it wasn't as deep a well. I don't know how deep that fear goes. Clearly it's there, but like hearing it out loud, if I get it wrong, that doesn't ring obviously true to some big part of me, which is kind of reassuring to realize.
And I need to be precise with my words. And so then I sort of hold what I want to say and build a case. And you're not saying this, but imagining, and then you never like have the time to actually say what's true for you.
usually doesn't come up. And with the exception of like really rare cases in my life where I've like written a letter to somebody or an email, you know, when it comes up, conversation's way more organic than that. It doesn't get used.
Yeah, what do you notice in your body when you say that?
It's futile, but like that is something that I already understand. Like that's not a new, like I know it's futile. It would be helpful if I were a lawyer. My parents are lawyers.
I see.
Yeah. So like I wouldn't be surprised if there's an extent to which like I would need good words to explain my experience or something like that. In the context of my life and just relating, I don't use that skill that much. But I rely on it like for something internally a lot.
And what do you notice in your body?
A jitteriness or something, fluttery.
Yeah, just letting your like movement match how you feel on the inside.
Feeling more height too, taller all of a sudden.
In some capacity, I think I'm starting to see this as a learned way of being in the world, building a case. What do you notice when I say that?
It just feels true.
Just if you're willing, just a few breaths of compassion and tenderness for yourself. For your mind. For the restraint. And what do you notice now?
Some belief was surfacing, or something of like, I mean, thinking about really escalated interchange. And it, what occurred to me, I don't know if it's true, is like, you know, like if it gets to that point, like it can't be one or something like that. I
Go
don't
ahead.
really know what I mean by that, but like, because it could just like be some statement on like, oh yeah, it's better not to yell at each other, but like almost, but I also wonder whether it was something of like that's not an arena in which I can have any success and I will like get trampled. Know, if things get really loud, I will never be the loudest one or something, maybe. Some sense of self-protection there
The
or
language
something.
of I'll get trampled or I'll be fucked. Like I
Yeah.
hear like a fear of annihilation.
Yeah. That reflection makes me feel like a little scared or something. Yeah.
I see your hand on your heart and belly there for a moment, just feeling that. Just seeing if there's anything the fear needs from you right now.
Think just some attention.
Just keep showering it with attention. And what do you notice in your throat?
Like a drip, I think I'm salivating or something like that.
Just feeling your fingertips there, your vagus nerve. What do you notice now?
Words were coming up and they were like I'm really afraid of failing, I think. I don't know if this seems connected to that. And you know, we spoke about this, I think, a little bit in the last session.
I'm really afraid of failing.
But that was coming up for me in that moment. And, you know, like speaking during intense moments is like, I think, maybe a manifestation of that.
Just keep making room for that fear to be here. is honoring that fear. Listening to it deeply. What do you notice?
I'm just, there's something to that reflection of like a fear of annihilation or something like that, like just really high stakes that like my attention is on right now. And that just like feels true in a way that like I feel kind of tender around.
I was really starting to see the way that your mind comes in retroactively in protection to like give you a voice or have a say. Yeah. Beautiful. Just keep letting that energy move. Just let yourself feel the yawn and the fatigue or the relaxation in your body. Yeah, and if I'm hearing this, I think I'm hearing it as I want to get it right so I won't be annihilated.
I think so. Also, like, I will restrain myself from doing so I don't get it wrong.
And so I won't get it wrong.
I think that, you know, on the spectrum of beings who are like, whatever they're doing a ton of iterations and constantly, sometimes succeeding, sometimes failing, and, you know, learning or, you know, I'm much more on the other side of the spectrum where like fear of failure keeps me from taking risks that aren't risks. Like I like think about like all the years I spent as a musician and like, you know, how careful I was about like not releasing imperfect recordings. It almost feels like every action or every, I mean, like every single thing is like supposed to be some perfect representation of me or something. And I don't want to get any of them wrong for fear of being misunderstood. And so I just like I share way less of myself with the world than I would if I was less afraid of being like misunderstood. Feels pretty true to me, you
You
know?
share way less of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you notice when you say that?
Some sadness. And then like I like know, you know what I mean? Like I also see parts of me like. Like even before I said that, like parts of my brain were like, should I spend time like meditating on the feeling of failure I've had in the past to become okay? Like, you know, like there's part of me that wants to do something about it for sure. But also just like kind of, you know, grieving all the things that it would have been better to share. I don't know.
Yeah, and what do you notice in your heart?
There's just space there. Stuff can pass through. It doesn't feel like, I don't feel sadness in there. It's open. And like in my face, I feel like the kind of constriction or like that would accompany like tears starting or something seems to be there, but.
Yeah, just feeling both of that. Your heart has movement, that sensation in your face, not sharing yourself because you don't want to be misunderstood. And it sounds like things really need to be perfect before you present them to the world. Is wanting to do something and fix it, maybe. I'm just welcoming all of that. It said how you're perceived is a part of this.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Like making a case to say it so that you're understood in the way you want to be perceived. Yeah, I can just feel the stress of that even in my body when I try that on. What do you notice?
I mean, it's a lot.
It's
It's
a
a
lot.
lot, you know? I think, I don't know, the last minute or two has been a lot of like, yeah, I mean, kind of like I said, like a little bit of like, grief around all the times that I have not done for fear of failure. But like, and then also like a little bit of like shame or recrimination at myself about being that way, kind of, I'm just like, I wish it were otherwise. Fear's tricky. It has so many different faces, dude. It's sneaky. Man.
And convincing.
Yeah. And convincing. Yeah. It's really good at making a case.
Yeah, I was sort of wondering when you're looking back on all of those sort of versions of you that didn't show yourself, is there anything you'd want to say to him? If you found this episode meaningful and want to hear the full conversation, you can access the entire episode by joining us on Patreon. Your support helps make this work possible and allows us to continue offering deep experiential content like this. As a member, you'll also get access to extended sessions, discounts on trainings, and behind-the-scenes discussions on the therapeutic process. To join the community and learn more about our trainings, visit us at awakentherapist.com or click the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening.